Call this meeting to order. Mr. Hatch.
Thanks, Frank. Lord, we're coming to you again. We just come to you a while ago and asked you for a good meeting, and you blessed us with a very fine meeting. Lord, we ask you to be with us as we go through your county's business, Lord. We say all this humbly in Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I need approval of the regular meeting, April the 6th.
Motion.
We've got a motion, Mr. Stevenson, second, Mr. Osteen, all in favor.
All right,
I need approval of the workshop with the town of Cross City, April the 12th.
Motion.
We've got a motion, Mr. Osteen, second, Mr. Stevenson, all in favor.
Aye.
Vouchers.
Motion.
We've got a motion, Mr. Stevenson, second, Mr. Osteen, all in favor.
Aye.
Constitution officers. Have any want to speak? Sharon?
Thank y'all for your time. Let me a few minutes. Chairman, what's over here I'd like to talk about this morning? Budget year of excess funds for a 2020 and 2021. And determining during the audit, the Dix County Sheriff's Office had an excess fund totaling of $50,786.07. That'll be returned back to the Board of County Commissioners check tonight. Also, while we're on this topic, I would like to respectfully request that same amount of money be returned for this fiscal year to be used in y'all's jail maintenance program.
Okay, first of all, thank you for returning the money, and then thank you for putting it back to a Board of County Commissioner building and saving the taxpayers a lot of money that way also, because the jail does need a lot of maintenance.
Yes, sir.
So I'm going to make a motion to accept the money back.
We got a motion, Mr. Hatch, second, Mr. Osteen. Any comments?
Thank you.
All in favor?
Aye. Now, I want to make a motion for that money to go into the jail maintenance.
We got a motion, Mr. Hatch. Going
second.
Again, we got a second by Mr. Osteen. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you again.
Thank you, Chairman. Chairman, may I approach with a check?
I imagine you can just give that to...
Okay. But yes, you get that for sure.
Bring that and I'll sign it right here.
Check your line of documents just going to be some on receiving for the returning back from jail maintenance. That particular one is just going to be a copy from the sheriff's office.
Okay.
See you next month for another 50.
I'll do our best. We are closing in the gap. I'm trying to get into as close as we can to our fiscal year. Our financial CFO there working with Ms. Barton Hurton. We're closing in. I think we should be in the next few months of catching up the 21-22 year. So that'll kind of force us a little closer to the year we should be operating. Next order of business, I'd like to board about the Dix County Sheriff's Office does not currently have a place or a firing range. In the past, the Sheriff's Office, we've always had to ask, make scheduling for the Department of Corrections, other Sheriff's Offices in other counties to maintain our standards for our firearms in-house. So I was talking with Wayne earlier this week, and it's a tract of land. It's going to be, help me, Dwayne, if I get off the board, off track. It's going to be south of the Department of Corrections training building. I think there's a 100-acre tract there. Now, we don't need 100 acres for a firing range, but I'd like to ask for the commissioners to think about if we can donate some of that property, using inmate labor, and have to use some of the road departments for equipment, things of that nature, to establish sheriff's own firing range.
Dwayne, wasn't that property just took off? Didn't we sit in a meeting with Victor this past week, and that was some of the property that was, we had set aside, but there's so much wetland out there that we pulled that off, and we was looking at mitigation and stuff like that with that property. So really and truly, that would be a perfect fit for that there, wouldn't you think?
Yeah, I asked. I would think no more than 5 to 10 acres, the norm of a good safe firing range with a buffer around it. The citizens safe them off as well as our staff is.
Do you want to y'all two get together and discuss that, or do you? Or I'm good with 5 or 10. It don't matter to me.
Yeah.
How do you? I mean, do y'all want to get together and see what y'all want
to
do?
If the board allows, I'd like to work with Dwayne.
Yeah.
To go out there and look at that property and see, and do a good assessment on it, and see what portion of it, and bring back the board.
Yes.
Our findings and some further discussion.
Okay. If that don't work out, the capital, we got another piece of property, same type of situation that was donated to the county in the Dixie Lakes Estate subdivision, where that road dead ends in there.
Yes,
it's about 20 or 30 acres there also.
Twin Lakes?
Twin Lakes,
yeah. Yeah, just whatever y'all come up with.
Dwayne, before we do anything, let's make sure there's no restrictions on the deed, okay?
Yeah.
I don't mind checking that. Just get with me. I don't anticipate they will. Most properties, we don't have those, but occasionally they will have them, a reverter clause or something like that.
We require it. We've got to figure out if there's a restriction on how the county acquired the property. Absolutely.
I believe we're going to be good there because we did have that on the economic improvement with Victor. So I think we're going to be good there on that, but it don't hurt to check it.
Gentlemen, that's all we've got for this evening. Thank you all for your cooperation.
Thank you.
Any questions for me while I'm here?
I got one. So I've always got a question, but I mean, we're getting into the summertime. The SUVs is already cranking up the four-wheeler side by sides and stuff. It looks like we're going to have a fairly dry year, and they're going to be going in a lot of places they ain't been able to access before because of water. So I think we're going to have a lot of issues with that. So are y'all preparing for that? Somewhat, because I'm already getting a lot of complaints from people going on people's properties. They couldn't access properly of the water. Now they're going down in there for to play in, and they winding up where they don't need to be.
Folks, that's in your district and now having those issues, please tell them to reach out to our sheriff's office so we can start going ahead and addressing those before those trails get established and the frequency picks up. Our coastal communities, yes, we do have a plan for all of our weekends, our holidays, have a footprint along there. So they use our discretion, law enforcement, on how we want to handle that through our team of 20 portion of these areas. Now, for our other districts, you got any folks in y'all's district having any issues? We know we have some issues in the Old Town area as well. Please focus those comments and calls to our sheriff's office. We don't know about it, we can't apply for it.
I appreciate you.
Thank you.
Dwayne? Mr. Dwayne needs to go a little bit early, so we're going to let him go ahead and get him.
I do appreciate the opportunity to do that, Mr. Chairman.
That ain't no fair, because his son's playing ball, my grandson's playing ball. He gets good games.
I got to go coach him.
Well, I thought we get to coach it from the sidelines.
Y'all do. Other fans do that. But, Mr. Chairman, if y'all turn your attention to the county manager's report, we'll go through the action items tonight. Start out with number one.
I request board approval to execute the First Amendment for MOT on the DCFSM project. That's Northeast Highway 358, which is what we call O-19. Bids coming out phase one with right-of-way contracting LLC, and this is pending attorney review. But what this will entail is we got with the contractor pre-construction meeting. We determined it to be in the best interest of the county instead of doing a partial lane closure, do a full road closure. And that will also credit the county back $30,000. So it'll be a savings on that initial contract.
Is that for MOT? Basically, you're saving money there?
That's the traffic, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. What about residents? I mean, they still...
How are they going
to
get
the local residents, we'll be able to back into, you know, they'll tell the person at the flag, hey, I'm only right here at this address, and notify them.
Okay.
We'll work with local residents. This is for your, you know, the closure would be for your semi-trucks. That normally use that, you know, all your tractor-trailer.
No problem with citizens getting in
there. No.
Timeline on that is a few weeks.
To start, May 1st.
Beginning to end.
Beginning to end is going to be about 2 months, 2 to 3 months. It's going to be in phases. It's not, we're going to do it in phases, so that whole road will not be closed down. One phase will be from Hines Highway to the gym to allow everybody to use the east side of the road. And then the next phase, you know, vice versa, be from the Hines Highway to down towards the Downing Grade and over out to 19 to the church. They're going to get by the church at the turnoff. So it's set up to where the plan will be, a portion of the road should be open for access to the Hines Highway and for the locals.
Okay.
Completely
closed off.
Do
you need a motion?
Yes. Got a motion, Mr. Osteen. Second, Mr. Stevenson. All in favor.
Number two, I need board approval to allow Horseshoe Beach to install a photo opportunity sign at the point at the cul-de-sac for citizens and visitors. And the SHU event committee is funding the sign at no cost to the county or town of Horseshoe. And there'll be no obstruction to the view of the sunset. It'll be right at the edge of the pavers and the limestone rocks. If you pull to the end of the road, it'll be more to the north than over to the west of the sunset.
I make a motion to do that pending that before they put the sign up, you lay eyes on that.
The exact location,
and if it's that exact location, carry on.
We got a motion, Mr. Hatch, second Mr. Osteen, all in favor.
One thing I want to iterate on that sunset in the winter, it's over here. In the summertime, it swings all the way around to that side. In the wintertime, my house is set and I can't see it looking through the cedar trees. It's right at the end of the pavement. But in the summertime, it's always passing trees right even with my porch.
I got you. Number three, I need board approval to select North Florida Professional Services for the administration and engineering services of the CDBG grant. And that's 95th and 97th over here that goes into the timber race.
Motion.
Got a motion, Mr. Hatch. Second, Mr. Osteen. All in favor.
Four, need board approval for the PAL consulting services agreement in the amount of $125 per hour for requested services, and this for audit, you know, this fiscal year.
Motion. Got a motion, Mr. Stevenson. Second, Mr. Wood. All in favor.
Number five, I need board approval for the airport and prison canal spraying from Upterra Solutions, which is Nature Chem, in the amount of $14,150. This is vegetative in aquatics in the water of the airport canal that's just been cleaned out, and the broadleaf on the banks.
Who wants
the maintenance to be done this year for that?
That will be some of the money coming back from the state, or are we going to have to fight?
No, I'll be getting refunded.
Okay. Motion. We've got a motion to Mr. Stevenson. They got Mr. Osteen. All in favor.
Number six, I need board approval. This was tabled at the last meeting for Samantha Bass of the Live Oak Pest Control for the sign to be installed at the Glendale Park fence. She'll verify the size, but we don't regulate that. Like I was telling you, and I checked on it from Commissioner Hatch, had the question about the Swanee Chamber regulating that, and they don't regulate it either. So it's like first come, first serve, and businesses has always been allowed to put their advertisement up there if there's an available space.
Our pest control people, have they got one done?
There's probably 30 different businesses on that site, and they're, you know, so it's open, like a place for everybody to solicit their business.
Motion.
I couldn't answer that if there's a specific.
Well,
we We got a motion by Mr. Hatch, second by Mr. Wood, all in favor.
Number seven, I need board approval to select an engineering firm for the services of the Dixie County Flood Stormwater Mitigation Grant. Have you ever seen invoices administration of that?
Locker's been heavily involved in that, and I think that would be a good company to speak with on that. So, motion for Locker.
So, motion, Mr. Hatch, second, Mr. Osteen, all in favor.
Locker and Associates. Number eight, I need board approval of the Department of Health County fee schedule change, and the fee schedule is adding lab draws and emergency dental services for adults at the Dix County Health Department.
We got a motion, Mr. Osteen.
Second.
Second, Mr. Stevenson. All in favor.
Aye. Number nine is a board approval for the resolution 2023-43, and it's in support of the Department of Health County fee schedule change, pending attorney review.
We got a motion, Mr. Osteen.
Second.
Second, Mr. Stevenson. All in favor.
Aye. Number 10, I need board approval to allow county maintenance crews and an inmate squad to assist the Division of Forestry in completing a flooring project at the main office here on US 19, that's across from the Hudson Ball Fields.
Motion.
We got a motion, Mr. Wood. Second from Mr. Osteen. All in favor.
Aye. And then number 11 is a follow-up from the last meeting. I need board approval for the letter of support to Taylor County, the Artificial Reef Multi-County 2023 grant for artificial reef enhancements.
Motion.
We got a motion, Mr. Stevenson. Second, Mr. Osteen. Any discussion?
Yes. You did follow up about us riding in the back seat, and then we're going to get in the front seat next year.
Correct. I talked to the Taylor County team manager. She assured me that she'd be a partner with us in the next project.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
I knew you were going to be discussion there.
Oh, that's all I have tonight.
Very true.
Yeah. All right. Does anybody else got anything for us? Has anybody got anything else for Mr. Dwayne for you?
I do. In light of Levy County offering me on 84 and change in a vehicle, I'd like to put a motion on the table to work his certificates that he's got, because those are actually degrees, not certificates, at a dollar amount that will put him at $80,000. I'm making a motion to raise him to $80,000 a year, but I'd like to work his degrees. You know, we do give all the county employees a raise for every certificate they get. Leon has went and got a bunch of degrees, not certificates, degrees. And I'd like to be set up for like his degrees will put him to that
to the 80,000.
To the 80,000.
We will look at all of them. I can say that there are a few of them that has done been approved just for that. The previous administration and myself, when he has passed those tests and got those certifications, we have given him a payroll change notice of $1 per certificate. Mm-hmm. Now, the ones that does not have that on there, you know, we could.
But anyway, the motion is I'm going to raise him to 80, which is well under what he's being offered to keep him here in this county if we can. Not saying that he's going to take that.
We got a motion, Mr. Stevenson.
Second.
To raise Mr. Leon's pay from his salary where he's at now to $80,000 a year salary. And we got a second by Mr. Wood. Any discussion? All in favor?
Wait a minute. What does that do to us on the budget? Because I know everything's budgeted.
Right. That is an unbudgeted item. The structure at the 72.5 currently. However, in his budget, we had an open position that we didn't hire for a few months. They should be, I don't know if it's to make up that difference. We can look at it, but at any time, the board can amend the budget to do a budget increase on that line. That's what this is doing.
Mm-hmm.
You'll have the right to do that.
And another thing on discussion on that, we had that option during the flooding, and we had earmarked all that money at that option. They sold a lot of stuff at the county yard to go to fixing some of that equipment. We took some of those monies and went and bought culverts that we had anticipated we would get reimbursed for once the stormwater task force got rolling and all that stuff. So as far as I know, we haven't spent any of that money to put any motors or do anything in the stuff at the county yard, so we had $60,000 or so.
Well,
that we took in, it should be sitting out there somewhere. It shouldn't have been spent because, other than what we agreed to spend on culverts, because it was earmarked to go to. So, I mean, if we got a shortfall, we should have a little bit of money there somewhere.
Spend a lot of repair again.
Talking about earmarked, it went into repair and maintenance at the county yard for the whole budget of the county yard. It didn't specifically say.
I thought we earmarked it to put a motor in that one loader. I think we can go back and look at that. I'm pretty sure we discussed fixing that one loader that was just needed the engine, and there was something else out there, and that money was supposed to be set aside to do that. Until we got into the flood, and then we said we were going to use that money to buy those cars. In anticipation of getting it reimbursed down the road. So I'd like to look into getting that money reimbursed.
Also.
So we got a motion and a second. We had a discussion. All in favor on raising Leon's salary up to $80,000. All in favor.
Aye.
Pass. Unanimously. Anything else?
You better go coach.
You're first lead.
Get fired.
No, right. That's not going to happen.
No.
Oh, not here. I'm going
to say you. I'm worried about that.
Hey, we appreciate you.
They don't start till 7, so you still got 30 minutes.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Dwayne. All right. Need a motion to go in a public hearing.
Motion.
We got a motion, Mr. Osteen, second, Mr. Stevenson, all in favor.
All right. Better get my glasses on. All right. First one is petitioned by Bradley and Dan Tomlinson. Request a special exception to be granted as provided in Section 4.4.5, special exception of Dixie County Land Development Regulations to permit one recreational vehicle in agricultural AG zoning district. In accordance with the petition dated 7-20-2022, be located on the property described as follows, Dixie County Parcel 22-09-13-00000-4358-0200, 142 Northeast 632nd Street in Old Town, Florida, 32680. Commissioner Wood, yours and theirs, one opposed, it says on here.
Okay, and I spoke with that person. I went out and I talked to Thomasons, have been in the property. I spoke to the opposition. The only reason the Thompsons are not here tonight is because of medical and family issues, or they wouldn't have been here. So, and I've been in the property, and they are doing nothing but improving it. It looks good. So, motion to approve.
We got a motion second to approve by Mr. Wood, second Mr. Stevenson, and Mr. Osteen. All in favor?
Aye.
The second one, a petition by Jamie Michelle Black, requests a special exception be granted as provided in Section 4.4.5, special exception to the County Land Development Regulations to permit one recreational vehicle in an agricultural AG zoning district. The court put the petition dated 3-18-2023. Located on the property as described as follows, Dixie County Parcel 15-09-13-4092-0000-0111. 140 Northeast 649th Street, Old Town, Florida, 32680. Mr. Stevenson, that was yours.
Is that the one of,
I don't have any opposition listed on this one. That's all I know.
I'm actually on the phone here.
Okay.
State your name.
Jamie Black.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
We would have been there in person, but my daughter's graduating basic training today. So we're in Columbia, South Carolina here.
Okay.
Hey, is this the property is this the property on the river?
No.
It's okay. Anybody in the audience got any opposition? Anybody else on the
Not
line?
That I...
Motion
no.
to approve.
We got a motion to approve, Mr. Stevenson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hatch. All in favor?
Aye.
Next one. Petition by Assemptive J. Pettis requesting special exception be granted as provided in Section 4.4.5. Special exception of Dixie County Land Development Regulations permit one recreational vehicle and agricultural A&G zoning district in accordance with the petition dated 3-20-2023 be located on the property described as follows. Dixie County parcel number 15-09-13-4092-0000-0250. 808 Northeast 512th Avenue, Old Town, Florida, 36-80. Mr. Stevenson, that's yours, and I don't have any opposition either.
Anybody here oppose it? Anybody on the phone? When they go for this, I mean, they still have to, if they're on the river stuff, they got to have a septic and all that stuff, correct? And I guess all that's been verified. So motion to approve.
Yeah, they have to get power, electric, anything.
Motion to approve. We got a motion.
Mr. Stevenson to approve. Mr. Wood, all in favor.
Aye. Yes, sir.
Another question.
Say your name.
My name's Mr. Charles. On the one of these,
actually, the tortoise in this area has been removed off the endangered species list. Yes, sir. You check with FWC at they go and meet at the Florida Economic Council meeting there every time we have one. And I think I mentioned it in the meeting not too long ago. They have removed in certain areas, and in our area, they have removed the gopher tortoise off of the endangered species list. Well, there's a lady that's over that department that stated that at one of those meetings. But nevertheless, that their regulation on the, I mean, their responsibility to regulate that. We don't have the time or the message to run around every time. I mean, they don't even have to get a permit to do land clearing. So how are we going to regulate if someone run over a turtle or not or a gopher? You know what I mean? It's, they live all over. I mean, it ain't no different that they clear all these large acreages for farming, and those turtles are relocating to different areas because they got to move from there, you know.
When there ever is commercial or anything like that, they come in and involved and they do an inspection before they start.
I don't think they're doing the ag side of it, anyway.
Well, Mr. Derby, I just thought so.
Maybe reach out to FWC because he does go to the meetings. He's a board representative for that. Board. So maybe just reach out to him and maybe not saying the sheriff ain't abreast of the law, but he's not FWC no more too.
Yeah, I know. Right. Yeah.
But they have removed him, but that don't say that they still ain't got to do their due diligence to move the gopher if they're going to do, you know, fielding or whatever. Right. I'm just saying that it, to my understanding, it has been removed off the endangered species list in our area and is doing rather well. All right, let's move along.
All right, next is the application for variance. A petition by Mary Jane Clark, located on the property as described as follows. Dixie County parcel 19-13-12-2994-0002-2190. 295 Southeast 241st Street, Old Town, Florida, 32680. Request a variance for reduction of side setbacks from 10 feet to 5 feet on each side for new construction of an 8x40 dock by petition dated 03-30-2023, which is located within the section 4.7.7 RSS/MH2 of the Dixie County Land Development Regulations in accordance with Section 12.3 Variance Procedures. Commissioner Hatch, your district.
The opposition.
Yeah.
So you're opposing. Can you step up here and state why? And name also.
William Krause.
Say it again.
William Krause.
Okay.
K-R-A-S-E.
Okay. Go ahead, Mr. Williams.
If they reduce the setback from 10 foot to 5, that gives me 15 foot to try and swing a 32 foot boat into my lift.
Okay. So you need to use their property basically to get your boat into your legal size lot.
No, it's in the canal. The variants are there, so everyone would have enough room to get into their slips and in and out. I don't think there's exact property lines in the water. Even with their 8x40 dock there, what's to say that they don't pull too far forward and cross the imaginary property line of my property? You know, I'm not.
That's why they left the 5 foot buffer on that. In my opinion, that's why we did not go back to a zero. Didn't we just do one for you for a zero setback?
A zero setback on my stairwell coming down, which me and my neighbor to the north have talked about that before we applied for a variance, and he was fine with it. Me and him have worked out stuff, and I've done stuff for him as well, and that's how me and him came to the agreement that we could go with zero setback on the stairwell. The only spot that's coming down for a zero setback is right where the stairwell's coming down. It's going to actually be 2 foot inside the property line. It's not going to be right on the property line. But it's going to be a 10-foot landing pad just for the stairwell, and that's it.
Okay, so your problem is they're wanting to leave a 5-foot buffer for you, and you're saying that's not enough.
To swing a 32-foot boat into a 15-foot area? It's not enough for me to turn the boat to get it in.
It wouldn't be enough if we didn't do no setbacks.
I could put the boat in. My boathouse starts 13 feet outside of my property line.
So you got a variance for yours?
No. I'm 13 feet inside my property line.
Ain't it 20 foot? Is it 20 foot you should be at?
No, it's 10 foot on each side. Where the boathouse is at right now, from my property line and their property line, the start of my boathouse is 13 feet inside the property line. As it's a 10-foot setback, I'm 3 feet inside of the setback.
So, just so my math is right, so you've got your boathouse is how big?
20 foot.
20 foot? And you have a 13-foot buffer off of your property line?
Going to the south to their property.
That's 33 foot.
Yep.
How big is your boat? 30?
The boat's 32 foot.
And plus you want another 10 foot. You don't want them to be able to utilize their property as we allowed you to utilize yours. So you want 43 foot.
No.
Yeah, it is. That's the numbers. That's exactly the numbers. 20, 13, it's 33, plus their 43.
I'm only talking about the setback variance of the 10-foot.
That's what I'm talking about. So
I'm just asking to keep that same 10-foot setback variance and my 10-foot setback variance, so there's a 20-foot gap between my boathouse and their dock, and then I have enough room to get my boat into my boathouse.
Is your boathouse running parallel to property?
Yes.
I've got a
It's not turned out in the canal where you can pull trade.
That property that they're asking about right there put the extra.
Why did you build it that way?
Where's his boat?
His canal, I'm going to bring it next door when I figure it out.
This one right here is wild.
Yeah, I think that's probably it. But that's, I don't know if that'll help. Sometimes I need a visual.
Let me see that. That I'm having a hard time with is whenever you needed it, nobody complained on you.
What I'm understanding, you're actually within your setbacks, correct? You didn't get a variance for your setback.
Not for the dock.
No.
The boathouse was already there when I bought it.
That's not enough room.
for him to get by there.
You have only one access point. Being it's running this way, you can't come in from the other side?
Correct.
And on the other side.
Coming in from the other side.
The other side, my neighbor on the north side of me, his boats come in east-west. And if I'm coming in that way, his boats are sticking out. I don't have enough room that way to get in.
And according to this, your property line, if I know these are a little off from time to time, but it looks like you don't have a variance on your boathouse, do you?
No, sir.
So it's illegal.
I bought the property with the house already up there. It's inside the setbacks.
No, it's not. You're zero setback right there, and actually that's what our workshop was just about. Was that property line right there. So if you don't have a variance on that boathouse, you're illegal.
The variance is the setbacks are 10 feet, correct, from my property line?
Yes. Come here.
I can see the picture.
Yeah. You see where this property line is? Through your white roof?
The property was just staked. From where the corner of the stake is to the edge of the boathouse is 10 feet.
You're talking about this way. But I'm talking
way. No, sir, I'm talking about both ways. The property line was just staked. It's 10 feet from the corner of the property line to the start of the boathouse on the north end. And then the boathouse goes down 17 feet, and then there's 13 feet from the front of the boathouse to their property corner.
Those are just overlays.
Yeah,
sometimes they're off.
Sometimes they are off. They're not. So your boathouse is how long?
I believe it's 17 feet.
And you got 13. You said from there to Miss Mary's property, you're 13 foot?
Yeah.
You're saying at the beginning of your boathouse, because I can't see it because of the trees, so you're from the beginning of your boathouse to your property line, there's 20 foot there?
There's 10 foot on one side, and there's 13 foot on, there's 10 foot on the north side, 13 foot on the south side. And the boathouse is in the middle.
So you're about 40 foot?
50.
Okay, we're missing 10 foot somewhere. Because 17 is your boathouse.
Yeah.
13 is your setback from Miss Mary's.
The boathouse may be larger than that, I'm sorry. I know what it is from the property corner to the edge and from the property corner to the edge. I've got 13 feet on their side, and I've got 10 feet on the north side.
My main issue here with Buddy is, I mean, I don't see how that was built that way, knowing those other properties that don't want to build a dock, don't want to build a boathouse. And if yours is running perpendicular, you're almost putting them where they can't have a boathouse or they can't have a dock.
Yeah.
And I don't think that should be fair
to them either.
I mean, if that was you bought that over there and you wanted to put in, you wouldn't think it was right. So everybody else has theirs going this way, pull it straight in, and one going the other way, which is creating problems.
Because most all the boathouses facing, they don't face where you can pull straight in, correct, because the canals?
Right, because the canal width.
Some of them are parallel and some of them are perpendicular to the canal.
You know, in light of what you brought to our attention, I'd like for Leon to go down and look at yours setbacks and make sure you brought it up. Make sure you're right, because I just can't see the numbers don't add up to me, and math is kind of simple. Ma'am? Well, I don't want to table it. I just assume it's done and over with, but seeing how you in opposition to it, I just see where you're not right either. And we may have to do some variance for you or remove the boathouse. Because I'm not going to sit there and look at something that's illegal whenever you're looking.
No, I completely understand, but I mean, I didn't know that after I bought the property, I would have to get a variance for it.
So it should have been done on your title search of your property as you do your due diligence before you spend your money.
And everything on the title search and all that came back fine.
Well, evidently, I don't think it is fine.
Okay.
looking at that, I don't think it is fine. So you're in opposition still?
I mean, if we're going to go through all this over 5 feet, I'm going to allow them to have their doctrine.
So your opposition is rescinded?
Yeah, I'll deal with
it. Anyone else opposing? Anyone on the phone? Motion to approve.
We got a motion to approve, Mr. Hatch.
Yes, sir.
Take it, Mr. Osteen. All in favor?
Aye. Before you just read that by title, if you don't mind, because I'm going to make a motion to table this. Leon wanted this for table, so there's no sense in reading all of it.
All right, the Bill Colson, that's the one you want to table?
Yes. Motion to table.
We got a motion to table. Mr. Hatch, second by Mr. Osteen, all in favor. Need a motion to go back to the board. We got a motion, Mr. Osteen, second Mr. Stevenson, all in favor.
All right, resolution 2023-38, Bradley, Indiana, Tomlinson.
Motion.
Got a motion, Mr. Hatch. Second, Mr. Wood. All in favor.
Aye.
Resolution 2023-39, Jamie Michelle Black.
Motion.
Got a motion, Mr. Stevenson.
Second,
Mr. Osteen. All in favor.
Aye.
Resolution 2023-40,
Cynthia
J. Clement.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Stevenson.
Thanks.
Second, Mr. Wood. All in favor.
Aye.
Resolution 2023-41, Mary Jane Clark.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Hatch.
Second.
Mr. Osteen. All in favor.
Aye.
He has on here the application, but there's nothing listed up on there, so I don't think there's anything for you on it.
No, that's the one we take.
Okay.
That's the one we take.
And that's all I have, unless you have something to
do.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
Mr. Bailey.
I don't have anything for y'all.
I want to make sure I want to thank you and your dad and everybody you work with on, because it's been how long? Two, three years that we've been fighting to get them, these roads up in Cross City repaved, and y'all have done it. Thank y'all very much. Yes, thank you. All right. Lockner and Associates. I ain't here. Miss Cindy.
We have a summer schedule that's really full, and I thought I would never do this again, but I do. We've added more than our normal Wednesday morning programs at the library for kids. We're doing some on Thursdays. Game day for teenagers on Thursday afternoon, and Friday afternoons will be for senior adults. So then, first night we play games. So, y'all are welcome to come down and enjoy it all. Now it's starting this summer.
We appreciate everything you do.
We still have the reading program for preschoolers on Wednesday
Miss Cindy, we barred the library the other day, and we truly appreciate that. It's very nice of you accommodating us. Now I'm going to ask you, can you do that again on June 14th? And I was actually in a Zoom call today with the people that we want to come down to do the retail sales economic development. And it looks like we got it scheduled for that same very day that everybody's agreed to go to the library. So if you can write that down on yours. But the only thing is we had a 4:00. We'd like to back that up for that presentation to 2:00. If y'all can back a couple hours up into your day that day. And I tried to stick with the same day instead of everybody, because I know everybody's schedules is hectic. So are y'all good with 2 o'clock?
Yep.
Yep.
June 14th.
I think it's a Wednesday. Okay. At 2 o'clock, we want to meet with the county and city and a retail sale economic growth.
Great. Yes. Let's have everybody come down.
All right, and thank you again for accommodating us.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, Miss Emily.
Tell me about my
roof. You leave? We had the money to fix it. We gave Leon a rush. No. As far as I know, it's still in the works to get your roof done.
Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Chair, we are working on that, Mr. Sidney. So right now, where that stands is we're just working on figure out the best plan to get those air conditioners relocated to the best place, and that's what we're taking.
That's what holds us up.
So we're working on it.
Thank you.
Anybody else? Thank you, Ms. Lindsay. Mr. Freeman. Thank you for everything. I know you go up some of these places and you don't want to, but thank you. Thank you for doing that for your county, and thank you for doing that for all of us. Hutch ain't here. Dwayne Chauncey's not here. Mr. Latson's not here. Leon's done spoke. Mr. Brown.
A few things, I'll be quick. First of all, I want to apologize. I've been out for the last couple of months. I don't really remember when I came last. It's not like me, but it was golfer season. And my mother had breast cancer and surgery, and my mother-in-law had a large hiatal hernia pressing against her diaphragm in her lungs and had another major surgery there. And one of my two boys that had the seizures. So between surgeries and oncologists and neurologists and psychiatrists, I've been very busy. So I apologize for not being here, Mr. Hatch. I did see that you told me a time or two. It was about 4 days later, and I did see a message, so I haven't called you back. If I need to speak with you, I'll be happy to do that.
I don't even remember what it was.
I figured if there was a message, it would have been important. I didn't.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but a few things. Most of this is informational, but some of it is becoming a little critical. First thing is that it looks like, hopefully, we've been working on this for about 4 years now, or five, myself and Ms. Limmerman. We have been trying to work out a situation so that we can start a training program within the high school, a vocational training program for firefighter and EMT. We've recently actually made some headway in the last little while. There hasn't been opposition to any of this. It's just been there's been a lot of complications at state level and everywhere else. But it looks like that there is a strong possibility, not guaranteed yet, you have a meeting with the next school term.
Okay.
We may be able to start this. We will be able to do some first responder medical training and Fire 1 training, but the complication becomes the EMT class because it has to be done through the college, and Florida Gateway is our college, and the government has not been able to give the gentleman that's in charge of that to call her back, but I'm going to see him in a week or so at a meeting. I'm going to make him answer me face to face.
Brown, if you will contact Catherine McGinnis, that will just be right up her expertise.
I already started that, but I wanted to see where the school was before I pushed that. But there are some legal limitations that cause a little problems there. So that you know, that's something we've been working on, and it's looking a lot more promising. We can get them through EMT. I can hire them. They turn 18 and graduate high school, I can hire them at $50,000 a year. That's pretty good.
To start off, yes.
For starting with 18-year-old out of high school. Can't hire them with Fire 1. I can't get them through Fire 2. I can't even get them through Fire 1 until they're 18. That's a state law. But I can get all the certifications, classes done, then they can do their final run and test.
Hours and all that.
Yes.
Okay.
But there are a lot of hurdles, but we are working on it. It may be another year or two before we can get where we want it, but it looks like we're going to be able to start this coming school year. The school, she told me the other day that the school had talked with her again since our last meeting and seemed to think that it was going to be able to happen. So I don't know where it's at. I just want you to know that it's something we have been working on. If we can get our local kids trained, give them a job, making a good salary at home. That's a good thing.
So
we've been trying. I just haven't talked a lot about it because of all the difficulties. It is there. And we have ample instructors. It will cost me some more money in my budget. So I'll have to pay those people who do work. It will be overtime because we still have to work shift. But I'm prepared to do that if we can get quality kids of our community working. So just bear with us, and I'll try to keep you posted as I see major updates on that. The Station 3 rebuild, which is our first district station, Mr. Stevenson's area, 349, 350. When I told y'all at the last meeting, I was here in January, February. Funding appeared to have come available to rebuild that station. That is going to be able to happen. We are still looking at a few things. We have some difficulties we're going to get past. I'm going to meet with Mr. Bailey week after next for the date. Try to work through those difficulties. The money is available through the end of May. I've instructed the Chief Runner to go ahead and start the application process. But we won't know for a few more days until we get this meeting where we can actually turn that in and make it happen. Trying to make that happen without any cost to the county. We have the money allotted to us. There's a process that we can go through to not avoid the match, but work it such that our current two stations that we are working on will be able to apply towards the match without having to involve the funding. It's complicated. I don't even understand it totally. I'm pretty sure by multiple state-level persons that it is able to be done. So as we get closer, I'll give you more information. It's through the HMGP. Mitigation grant is what it's through the state. They have a large amount of money this year to every county, I think every county, but I know we got like 1.7, but 600 of that is our match. So we're trying to work the 1.1 in without having to use the, let's let you know when we get there. We're working on it. I give you the budgets, a copy of them there. I laid them on your desk. You can see that in the green line where it says total deposits is what we actually collect and put in the bank. The Summer all have a budget amount that I have budgeted for her to collect. She was on board in October and November, and then Christmas came and it dropped a little, and then January came and it dropped a little more, and we talked about it. She assured me that I was not going to continue to chase the holidays and everybody off and stuff was complicated. So you'll see that in February we went back up to 82.6, and this month she just gave me the total about 2 hours ago, 195,743. Which puts her about $71,000 over budget collections right now. However, we are 50% through the year. So,
just for comparison, go back last year before you put Miss Summerall in place.
That's right.
We wasn't nowhere near where we were.
We actually,
doing a
we
outstanding
increased
job.
The collections by, I want to say, $200,000 this year.
Yeah.
So I give her and Miss Virginia a go.
Yes.
While we're there, Miss Virginia is probably getting close to being done working. She's 72 or 70. She assured me that she would be here till I left, which my time, as the governor makes changes next March. But whether or not he makes changes, I think she's probably going to be ready to time Mr. Gary. We have some funding available right now that we can possibly try to get someone in place once we realize just what's going to happen. I'll let you know when we get closer, but I just wanted you to know there's probably going to be some changes there in the office, and I wanted to try to get someone there before Miss Virginia left, because she
needs
all of our training, medical records and custodial stuff, and some of that actually come up today with the case that we had, and there's some processes that has to happen, and I want someone that knows medical records, as well as helping with the billing. I know one person that may be interested that has done medical records, but so far we've not advertised, and I don't know if they or not, but I just wanted you to know that something probably will be changing her within the next 8 to 10 months. She said she could possibly stay on a little bit, but I think she's ready. She's been a really good resource for me there, so I appreciate it very much. The last thing that I have, gentlemen, is it's a little more complicated, and I don't have an answer. I spoke with Leon this morning. We all talked a little bit this morning. We're having some issues with commercial facilities. As you're aware, whenever a new structure is built, commercial structure, we do not handle residential. But when a new commercial structure is built, by statute, you have to meet NFPA 101 for life safety codes and hazard problems. And we have a fire marshal on duty, Mr. Jim Golden, who handles that and both inspections for us. We do pretty good, I would say real well, with new construction. It has to go to John's office. He has to permit that. Every now and then someone might slip by for a little while, but he generally catches around the building going up. Our problem is the existing structures. We have several that have went up and made changes, changed the occupancy, changed the use of the building, and many times no one ever knows this. We have a couple right now that are in that situation. There's a restaurant that's been built by the city, not by the county. Therefore, I don't have the jurisdiction to wade in there and take time to look at that without the city manager. Authority. He and I have been in discussion. The one that is of concern with me right now, though, and I have not spoken to the gentleman that I need to speak to yet, but I want the board to be aware. All City Lumber has installed, appears to be, some type of fire suppression system, water storage facilities, and everything else to go along with it. And to my knowledge, nothing has been permitted, and my inspector and the county fire marshal has not been invited to take a look at that. This occurred when they first started up and they put in the water line from the city, and we were told that after we went and looked at it and recommended an 8-inch line, we were told that that's what would happen. My understanding it was a 6-inch line. Part of our discussion was that once it was in place, we needed to be informed of that so that we could come out and inspect that, and that never happened. We really don't know what is there. I have no idea what was built. But I am going to speak to Mr. Dickert and see if we can get in there and take a look at it. But I wanted the board to be aware of that because it is a large industrial facility.
Yes.
It employs a lot of people here. And it's a lot easier for Leon to manage the enforcement of that than me. Not so much easier, but my handling of the enforcement winds up with the state fire marshal's office. It usually winds up with licensure removal and things of that sort. And so it's easier if we can handle it on a local level. He and Jimmy have been in discussion. So far, no action's been taken there on his end as far as getting in there. But I am going to go ahead and try to speak with Mr. Dickert to see if we can go ahead and take a look at least at what's going on. But that's just an example. There's multiple other businesses. We have an RV park going in south of town. So far, they've not applied for any permits. They did come in. They did have some discussion. There's a lot of roads going in and a lot of road work. But at some point in time, they're going to put RVs in there. And I think that they will bring plans in. And at that point, we'll look at it. There has to be fire suppression. There's another RV park just north of town that is working and is in and was not permitted and has not been inspected. And that particular owner wanted to expand that RV park until he found out that he had to have 4 fire hydrants and already needs 2 for what he has. But nobody's looked at that. I don't know the solution, gentlemen, to this.
What about the Lucky Charms in my district?
I don't want to get into the names, boss. The ones that were permitted, we've looked at, and they've been dealt with however we could to make it efficient and functional and try to help the landowner as much as we can. There's ways to do it. We just need to look at it at the beginning, not the end. Because once they do something, then it kind of limits how we can. And I don't know where that was at. I'm pretty sure that one was looked at when it was installed. If I remember correctly, I'd have
to. We have no water there.
I know. And that's why I'm saying I'm not certain. But it's not just the RV parks. I don't want you to take that. That's just some examples. When a restaurant gets built, whenever a daycare center moves into an old shopping center, and I find out because the owner called and wanted to get CPR for their staff, and there's no permits, it's a problem. Daycare center and a grocery store is 2 different facilities. We are in the process of doing annual inspections. The board approved that about 3 years ago, I think, and we at the time did not have the staff to get it started that year. We did get it started the second year whenever we got Mr. Golden on part-time. He was moved full-time, I think, last year, and he has so far completed most of that, except for in the city, which we're working with Mr. Driggers on. The next time we go, we will see the changes. But again, we're at a point where the changes have been made. Now we have to go in and mandate how to get back to where it's supposed to be, where if we look at it up front, it solves some of those problems. A lot of places have business licenses so that commercial businesses can come in, get a license, and everybody knows who is where. We don't even have an idea, I don't think, how many commercial businesses we really have every time I've tried to look for inspections because, or for the assessments, because we have no business license system that I know of. And I don't know who manages those. That would be one method to help with this. But I wanted y'all to know that there were issues there, and we are working with it. I met with Leon this morning for an hour, and if y'all have ideas, we need to hear anything we can, because we want to make it work so that it's not a problem for the owner, but we still have to make sure that the citizens are safe. That is what NFPA 1 and 101 is for. Those commercial businesses, the community goes in those businesses. The nightclub is built and not enough exits are put in, and the fireworks set the stage on fire will kill 120 people because it happened in the Northeast not long ago. And that comes to the fact that either there wasn't enough exits or they were blocked, and in that particular instance it was both. So there's reasons we have to look at that. A lot of times it doesn't make sense, but we have to. We have to have water in an RV park because there's 20 other ones parked next door to them, and when they go, they go. And I don't have enough trucks to pump water 10 miles, and I don't have enough people to drive.
So. I do know the new one down here towards Old Town. He's got his engineer working on all that.
Yes, I think he's headed in the right direction, but right now the appearance is it might not be there.
Yeah, but he is aware of it.
I just don't want him to get too far gone to where it causes him an expense or a complication where he might have been able to remove something.
Because, I've not talked to him and told him, I said, well, he needs water, so that's where he called me at.
Now, that's what we're trying to make sure we get.
Make sure he's got enough.
Because if you get it, get too far gone, it's hard to go back and fix it. Yep. It's expensive. So I just wanted y'all to know there's some issues there. Leon and I are both struggling with it. I think the annual inspections will help, but it's still going to be cumbersome sometimes. So it's new to the community. We're a small community. We're growing. But as we grow, it's going to become much more important. Whenever they start dropping steakhouses and restaurants and Walmarts and hospitals in here, we don't want to be behind the eight ball on how we keep up with it. So that's all I wanted to tell the board. If y'all have anything of me, I'll be happy to try to answer it for you. Again, Commissioner Hatchett, please help me know. I'm sorry I didn't call you back.
I think it was a paramedicine question, and we did talk about that.
Thank you. I do have one other piece of news for you. The state has, maybe, I know some of you may not know this, Mr. President, but community paramedicine, there's no way to build that. We have had that funded for the last 3 years through our drug coalition.
Anti-drugs.
$1.3 million or something to that effect to run it for 3 years. That's coming to an end very shortly. The state of Florida sees the need for this. Fortunately, Medicare, Medicaid, and insurance companies don't want to pay for it, and they're mandated to pay for it. The state is working to try to change that. But this year they did come and decide that they would be able to give $50,000 to those communities that wanted to get one started. We're in the process of signing those papers. There's no obligations to how we spend the money as long as it's spent towards community paramedicine. It will give us $25,000 up front whenever we complete the paperwork that we need to show the plan. $1,250 a month, I believe, it is after that for a year, and then at the end of that, we'll get the other $10,000. And our plan is to take that funding, since there's no ties to it, no limitations on how to spend it, and roll it into next year's budget since the grant will be done to provide the salary for Ms. Stevens to continue that program. We have the equipment, but that will help provide the salary. I'll probably still have to do a little bit of it, but I think it's a good program.
Great program.
Yeah, the money, we just had the meeting today. We knew it was coming. We knew there were limitations, no contractual stuff, but I didn't want to tell you all that. I didn't write it down, so thank you very much.
Sure.
Thank you.
Else,
I'll try to get some of these. Thank you for everything you do. Mr. Scott.
Mine's pretty short. I have a letter here. So just a little bit of explanation. Everybody understands that this is Doris from Central Florida Electric. They're in progress of doing the broadband through Central Florida program to provide fiber to the home for our citizens. And what we're doing with that, we've had several grant opportunities. We've already submitted one letter of support for them. They're after another further the phase two project stuff. So I have a letter here. I'll send it to you.
What's it, just highlight the letter. What's it? Just highlight.
Real quick. So the new grant came out to broadband infrastructure grant, and that's what we're going for. It covers several areas in Dixie County, Gilchrist County, and Levy County. We're just looking to get a similar letter of support we got for the broadband grant.
Okay, motion to approve.
We got a motion, Mr. Hatch. Second, Mr. Osteen. All in favor.
Thank y'all. That was a very good presentation y'all had the other day. I thank me and Commissioner Stevenson went for that. It's very informational, and we appreciate it.
So just to go on top of that, just for y'all's information, today at probably about 10 o'clock this morning, we hooked up fiber from Tri-County, Tri-County's fiber, which is the same company they're using through our Genetech Center. So our Genetech Center now has long fibers.
Which is also the same, it's the same co-op like y'all doing, it's the same thing, same people doing it.
Tri-County
service, Perry, and back up that way, and touches into Gina.
That's right.
Yeah.
They're even serving some of our customers so far.
Yep, good deal. That's it.
That's it.
Thank you, Scott.
Thank you, Dr.
Scott. Ms. Gale?
Okay.
Ms. Holly? Ms. Andy? Thank you, Ms. Andy. Ms. Dwayne Dunn? Mrs. Watson?
Just a brief update. We have two code enforcement cases out in the legal system. They're moving forward at snail pace, but they are filed, so we do have a couple. One of them, of course, would take a little bit longer. Judge gave them a 30-day extension. That has eventually run out, so we have filed a motion to move that case a little bit. We're hoping to a faster pace. Guarantees on that, but it is in the process. We do have two active cases filed in code enforcement. I know Mr. Freeman said he has a bunch more. We've been kind of in a lull because of the LDR situation and everything, so hopefully that's going forward. We've been trying to catch this, and one come through today, which Ms. Martha talked to her earlier about, on our resolutions and our ordinance, as we talked about before, rather than just keep amending or moving forward and adding a new one. We're trying to go back and refill the old. So that's one reason we don't have the health department one. Michelle's done a 5-minute research and found me about five others that need to be repealed based on this new one. I mean, they're just outdated. They're old. They just housekeeping stuff. So we are trying to do that because when y'all see some of that, I also spoke to some other people I promised I'm working to. I'm working on that for y'all. We'll be moving forward at some point on that. There is a situation, I was hoping I didn't get them to bring this up, that someone else was.
It ain't my turn yet. But go ahead.
I'm getting this look. I have been approached and asked to bring this up by someone. We've got a situation in our community where we have restaurants which serve alcohol. Some of these restaurants have I would phrase this without sounding really bad, but there are some shortcomings under the ATF law.
Mm-hmm.
ATF is the Alcohol Tobacco Regulating Authority. So without some modification to those, one of them is something like, it has to be, and don't quote me, I should have brought it, but it's about 1,500 square feet of space, 150 chairs and have to make like 51% of their revenue from the sale of something other than alcohol to qualify for this. It's like a poor license, basically. And there's several different levels. This is not barroom liquor license. This is a restaurant pouring license. So some of the restaurants are having issues with the size requirements. Some are having issues with other parts of this. So we've got two of our well-known restaurants in our community that have an issue, and possibly even more that may just not have come to the light yet. One of them has retained an attorney who I thought might be on phone, but I don't think he is. He also said he might show up, and I don't. He didn't introduce himself, so I figured he would have.
No,
but he has been retained by one of them to try to bring what's called a special act. Basically, it's an act before the legislature to modify and allow Dixie County to have less than what is required. This is not unique just to Dixie County. This goes on in numerous other areas. You know, places like Gainesville where you got the little small restaurants, you know, pubs and stuff, they've had to modify, get modification. So my position is, and now I've shared this, is that I can't just go to work for a citizen. I have to have direction from the board as to what we need to do. As a board, we can't issue a resolution and change a federal ATF law. That ain't going to work. That's the reason it's got to go through the legislature and get all of the all of that business done. But we can do like a resolution saying that we would support or, you know, basically that Dixie County will allow less than XYZ. But we can't still, that doesn't legalize it for me to run a restaurant. Okay, that doesn't mean that ATF is going to say, oh, Jana, no problem. Go ahead and pour your liquor. You good. Because the county said you could, because the county cannot supersede that. But it is a step in the process. Mm-hmm. So that is something I wanted some, and I don't know if all of y'all got this call and been talked to about it.
I'm in favor of it, and one reason I'm in favor of it is the two restaurants that I know that's having issues, ATF, and then they issued them a license.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. During COVID. And it was lax, and now they have changed hands, and someone else is over this area. And now this thing is whole changed. And those businesses are benefits to the county, and it's going to cause them a hardship. And I've researched, and there's a lot of other counties all over the state put this in act. And you have small restaurants, whatever you want to call them. I'm in favor of us doing whatever we can to lower that number to help these businesses out.
And that's kind of what I wanted to make sure, you know, that we, you know.
Do you want a motion on that?
We'd like to have a motion, you know.
I'll make a motion. We got a motion, Mr. Stevenson. Second, Mr. Osteen.
Motion.
Any more discussion?
Yeah. On our numbers, Shana, I think, honestly, I think 50 was the number because of the size of the building. But the square footage, I can't remember what the square footage was. I want to say 1780. Something like that, but will you double check that?
Yes, I will. I will pull it, and I've looked at it, but I'll look at it.
Yeah, that's how
I'm from it the day, and I should have printed and brought it with me. But and I have talked with the ATF officer that's come out, and so and like I say, I do know there's another attorney working on it too. And this one of the restaurants is in a municipality which is also dealing with this. So that. It's all something that's in the making.
I've spoke to both of them, and today, believe it or not, and but I would like for us to get the ball rolling, advertise, and do what we got to do. Or I don't know if we could get it on the docket for the May 4th meeting. I don't know if we have enough time to for advertisement, but I would hope to. I believe we should, but. Just double check the 50. I remember 50 was the number, and then the square footage number is one. I won't say 1780. That number sticks in my head for some reason. But just make sure that everybody knows, just because we passed this, it goes to Tallahassee. And then they,
then they got to Jason Chelfit and Corey Simon and all them. There's more legwork, and so
yeah,
they know this.
Yeah, it's not an absolute that doesn't say, you know.
But,
and this is not saying that everybody can do this, because there is still requirements.
Yes.
That has to be met. So by the county or the board even agreeing to put a resolution out, if we get to that point, doesn't necessarily mean that
it's going to
every
pass.
Business can have a four license.
Right.
Or anything like this. And it's no guarantee that it will pass through the House and Senate. And
right.
And even if they have a foreign license, you can't have a foreign license and have more liquor sales than you do have food. They will pull them immediately.
So you got to stay above the 51%. So that's all discussion.
Anybody else? We got a motion. We got a second. All in favor?
One last thing, just more informational. And I briefly mentioned it, and I'm kind of like hesitant to, but I want y'all to know what's going on. Here, about a month or so ago, I brought to y'all that we had that one shipling that we were second mortgage holders on. And it didn't look like we were going to possibly get any money back from that because of being second lien holder. That may be changing up a little bit. It's a little bit early for me to say absolutely it will. We have had a little bit of change in the situation there. So there's a glimmer of hope that we might get some of that back. But I'll keep y'all posted. I'll probably know more at the next meeting.
Just so everyone knows, that money does go back to the SHIP program.
It does
not
back.
Go to general fund.
Yep.
No, it doesn't. It goes straight back into SHIP to go out to fund another.
Help some other fund.
It's definitely. But like I say, that would be, you know, another person that can get some help.
Most definitely.
And that was all I got.
There you go. Thank you, Ms. Chambers.
Welcome.
Ms. Hickelmott.
I do not have anything tonight.
You don't have nothing? Thank you, Ms. Hickenbottom, for everything you do, officer. All right, Commissioner Adams, Mr. Wood.
Everything I've got is for Dwayne, so
okay.
You can move on.
Okay. Mr. Hatch?
The only thing that I got is the June meeting. Be sure y'all put it on your calendar at 2 o'clock, and don't forget your pros and cons list. Your homework for the meeting. I did mention that today, and I was very proud that we had the meeting and we was able to get the packets in y'all's hands. And I told them the pros and cons, and everybody committed to do the pros and cons. Which, well, it's not pros and cons. It's called, what's the name of it? Strengths and weaknesses. Yes. So y'all don't forget that, and thank y'all.
Closing.
I just want to thank Hutch and all the men that have been doing all the hard work down there at GFRAC, trying to do more things for our kids and the community on both sides of the river. It's a team effort, and he's been going all down the river.
I know the river you're talking about. We're working in Dixie County.
They're working together.
Yeah, we're working together.
But anyway, had kids, there's been too many out there in the Little League going to practice in that Hudson ball field, and Hudson's been, he'll be coming out there and doing a few repairs out there to help our kids. They got one team out there practicing two or three times this week, and they got a game tonight there also. So we're checking the lights, trying to get attention for the dugouts and things like that. I just want to give thanks to him. He's worked hard trying to help these kids in this community.
I want to thank all the county employees. I'm not singing any of them. They all do a good job. I would do it. Anyway, I appreciate all of them, and I appreciate y'all stepping up and trying to get Leon some more money to keep him here, because I sure hate for this county to lose him. That would be a tremendous setback if we was. We wind up losing him anyway, because it will be actually a huge financial burden on the county to have to hire somebody from outside to come in and do the job. I appreciate all the support that we had on that, and that's all I got.
Well, I want to thank everyone here. I think we had a wonderful meeting.
didn't have to hit that hammer one time. I didn't even have to pick it up today. So, hey, and look, can we, an hour and 20 minutes. Hey, I'm getting a little bit better. So, it's y'all's turn. Anybody want to say anything? Nobody? Need a motion to adjourn.
Motion.
Got a motion. Mr. Stevenson, second. Mr. Osteen, all in favor.
I